Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm a vampire again, and I'm coming for you. So keep that window open. I'm a swooper and you know it. Cry for mama.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast, bringing you live in-studio performances from newsounds.org and streaming live on Facebook. I'm John Schaefer. And this might have been my favorite video of last year. It's to the song called Vampire Again by Marlon Williams. And in it, he gives us perhaps the least intimidating portrayal of the undead that you will ever see. It's impossible to watch without a grin, but it's also impossible to hear without marveling at the pure tone of Marlon Williams' voice. He's here with his band, the Yarra Benders, to play some songs from his brand new album called Make Way for Love. This first one is called Beautiful Dress. Here's Marlon Williams and the Yarra Benders live on Soundcheck.
Where have you gone? You must have left for the town. Dollar in your palm. You won't throw down. Didn't you lay beside me in my mother's home? How hung like a pendant, my little heart of stone.
That is Marlon Williams and the Yarra Benders live here in the studio. Marlon was at our piano for that song, although he'll be moving to his guitar position for the rest of the set, with Dave Kahn playing a tiny little synthesizer on that song. He'll be strapping on a guitar as well. Ben Woolley on bass, and Gus Agar's is told to sit in the corner where all the drummers sit in our Soundcheck studio. Marlon, good to see you. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Good to see you.
So the new album is called Make Way for Love. That song, Beautiful Dress, is on it. And the title, Make Way for Love, sounds like this is going to be a falling in love album.
Oh, you got to watch out.
Yeah, but it turns out to be kind of the opposite.
It's Make Way for Love is a, you know, it's a intentionally ambiguous phrase, you know. But it's deceptive. It sounds positive.
Yeah. Not that the songs don't sound positive. I mean, you know, it's kind of, as any journey, it has its ups and downs.
It's the full spectrum.
Yeah. But your first record was more kind of story-driven, you know? There were character portraits and stuff. And this seems to be more kind of personal. I mean, this is a breakup album, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Essentially, you know. It's the details, the colors that come into play at the end of a love affair.
Right. You were here once before with the singer, Aldous Harding, who was the other half of this relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Soundcheck listeners, you should check out that live performance. That was a great one as well. So how do you go about that, affecting that change from the kind of songwriting where you're kind of pulling on traditional folk, you know, ideas, you know, the story song and the ballad about a character? How do you do that? How do you make it?
To be honest, I'm not really sure. It, you know, it forced itself upon me, and I needed to do it, I think. To clarify or at least formulate a discussion in my own brain about some of that stuff.
Did you, there's a long history of breakup albums. Mm. You know, did you, like, go mining? Did you go listening to Blood on the Tracks by Dylan?
No. There's something grotesque about the thought of mining old breakup albums to, you know, I think it's got to be fresh, you know.
Honest. And
yeah.
Yeah.
It's the wrong way to go about it.
So it's long been, people who've been following your career have noted the vocal quality. People are constantly calling back to Roy Orbison. But there's also, you know, kind of early rock and roll, rockabilly, 60s pop. I mean, what did you grow up with in the house?
Pretty much that.
Really?
Roy Orbison, Elvis, the Beatles. That's what my dad listened to for the most part.
Uh-huh.
So I soaked that in pretty hard.
And when you started singing, was that just...
I think there's something inherent in the New Zealand Māori sensibility, you know, the native New Zealand sensibility that loves that too, you know, that really appreciates the openness of that kind of singing, you know, the unabashed crooner, wail at the window kind of thing.
So is your family is a Maori family?
Partly. Yeah.
So is it, I mean, I know in New Zealand, there are like Maori names and English names for places.
Mm-hmm.
What about people? Do you have like another, do you have a Maori name as well as Marlon Williams?
I mean, I've got one that my mother wanted to give me a Maori name and my dad wanted to call me Marlon. And the name that my mum wanted to call me was Kahu, which funnily enough, Kahu is Maori for hawk, right?
For
little hawk. And Marlon comes from the same old French name as Merlin, Merlin is a word for a hawk.
Really?
Yeah, because Merlin could trans.
And they weren't in cahoots with this. They came up with these names.
They were absolutely not in cahoots. They were on opposite hoot sides.
So. There's Roy Orbison in the house. That's one thing. Lots of people grew up with Roy Orbison in the house and don't have that kind of purity of tone that you have. Did you have classical vocal training to get that?
I had classical vocal training, yeah, to try and make it better, but it didn't really get any better, so I stopped it. In fact, Ben Woolley was a better student than I was in the classical singing. We both took... Both took classical singing classes and Ben was the favorite.
Uh-huh. So how much of a scene? I mean, you're from Lyttelton, mm. right, in New Zealand. Aldous Harding was from Lyttelton. Mm. All you guys are from Lyttelton?
No, but we've all spent time there now.
Yeah.
We've all been sucked in, haven't we? Boys, yeah.
And so what is a Yarra Bender?
Well, this one on my left here is Dave Kahn. And he's... No, Yarra is a... is a local Aboriginal word, local to the area that Gus and Ben and I lived in for a while, and Yarra means it flows. And there's a park called the Yarra Bend Park, mm-hmm. right next to where we lived. So we just got the name.
Okay.
It just happened, I think.
But, yeah. You know, it's kind of a callback to a lot of great old American country and folk bands that refer to local, you
exactly,
know.
Exactly, yeah. There's something kind of nice about geographical centering, you know.
So, but you don't live in New Zealand anymore, right? You're in Melbourne?
No, I was. I'm sort of nowhere now. I lived at Mum's for a month or so over Christmas, but that's, I was in Melbourne for a few years, but I'm back on the... Back on the
on the airplane.
The yeah, back on the plane.
The video for the next song you're going to do for us, Nobody Gets What They Want Anymore, was shot here in New York.
It was.
Looks like Bushwick, probably.
Yeah, I think so. Was it in Bushwick? Yeah, I think it was in Bushwick.
Definitely some hipster
Brooklyn
neighborhood.
Yeah.
In which you play a much put upon waiter. Mm. So have you spent time in the city?
Yeah, I've spent a little bit of time. You know, I sort of spent nearly a month in New York over that period. I started to get a feel for it.
Yeah, all right.
It's a bit scary here.
No, it's not.
Okay.
I am telling you as someone
sorry,
who grew
sorry.
Up here in New York in the 70s, you have right. not seen scary.
Oh, well, you've never seen safe then.
So the song as it appears on the record, you actually got Aldous to come and sing a verse with you. Mm. That must have been tough, I'm thinking.
It was actually really nice. You know, we had a long, our relationship was forged through singing and through playing music. You know, we were musical buddies long before anything else. So in a way, it was the obvious way to sort things out.
Mm. All right, so obviously a different vocal arrangement here
yeah,
today.
Yeah, I've got Ben Woolley helping me out on this one.
And then this is sort of the yin and the yang of the album, because it then leads into the closing track, which is the title song, Make Way for Love. And so emotionally, again, we're on that roller coaster, maybe down to up this time, right?
Yeah, you know, it's, yeah, always just trying to keep things balanced, I guess.
All right. You wanna play these songs together? One segues right into the other, right?
We'll do that, yeah.
Okay. We're speaking with Marlon Williams, the New Zealand singer, songwriter, and guitarist for this song. We'll hear Nobody Gets What They Want Anymore, and then that'll lead directly into the title track of the brand new album called Make Way for Love. Once again, here's Marlon Williams and the Yarra Benders live on Soundcheck.
Isn't it strange? Impossible to claim your reward. I cannot explain the motion I can barely afford to contain, and you're the same. You hide away from anything that turns you on. Nobody gets what they want anymore. No words on a screen could possibly protect you, you know. Is a chore. I place a ring around us and pray and sing your name. There is no blame, there is no shame. I need you more. No. Nobody gets what they want anymore. am I gonna do? When you're in trouble, ooh, and you don't call out for me. What am I gonna do when I can see that you've been crying and you don't want no help from me? Make way for love. Make way for love. When by design you are on your knees, and comfort to afford you.
That is Marlon Williams, all the way from New Zealand, all the way from 1962, it sounds like, in that song called Make Way for Love. And there is a kind of a, I mean, there's definitely a retrospective feel to a lot of your music, right?
I try and play on nostalgia, you know, that's really what it is. There's that feeling that you get, that sort of sweet by and by kind of thing.
Yeah.
That just, I don't know, it's just another tool, I think.
Sweet and bittersweet, as we heard in that medley, actually, of two songs from the new record. We heard Nobody Gets What They Want Anymore, and then the title track, Make Way for Love. Marlon Williams and the Yarrabenders are playing here in New York on Tuesday night, March 27th, at the Music Hall of Williamsburg. And, I mean, Marlon, this is your second full-length record, right? And occasionally in your music, I've heard things where I thought, wow, if this was like a punk song, that would be a really dissonant chord.
Yeah.
I mean, when they're played kind of gently and softly, they go by, but you do seem to have that, there's some kind of chromatic, harmonic sensibility at work there.
Yeah, there's a couple of weird little chord things that I've done on a few of the songs on this album. There's a couple of things that I just couldn't put down. I keep doing it over and over again. So there's a few light motifs that are a little bit uncomfortable to listen to.
Well, and you know what that does is it you know, you get lulled into the sense of it being 1958 or 60 or whatever, and then suddenly you're like, whoa, what was that?
Yeah, exactly.
So Make Way for Love is the last track on the record, and if this were a concept album, which, I mean, it's not really, but, I mean, there is some sort of thread tying the songs together. This seems to be not just the end of the album, but maybe opening a door to something down the road. Have you already started down that road? Do you know what's coming next?
You mean musically?
Yeah.
Okay. No.
Okay.
I don't. I really don't. It's as surprising and exciting for me as it is for you, John.
All right. Well, I'm willing to wait to be surprised, because this one took a couple of years to pull together, didn't it?
It did, yeah.
Well, it's great to have you and the band back out on the road and here in our studio today. Again, Music Hall of Williamsburg on March 27th. Marlon Williams and the Yarrabenders, guys, thank you so much.
Thanks, John.
This is Soundcheck. That's all for this Soundcheck podcast. Hear other Soundcheck podcasts and see other videos online at newsounds.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. Our video producer is Justin Sergi. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.
Down on the beach with pale and spade, no shelter from the sun and the rain on the stone. Oh, just a